Ray Haynes is in the studio teaching on the Hebrew month Elul. Rory Comtois and his son Bryson are here. Tim Watkins here. They're getting ready to worship. Getting ready to worship at 8 o'clock. You're right, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Really?
There were many, many songs playing at the same time. We also have today an opportunity for you to hear Ray's teachings. If you didn't get the first part or you're not able to listen the rest of the morning, all of Ray's teachings, including today's on the Hebrew month Elul, are at the Victory Facebook page right there at the top. Just click that link and you can listen to all of those powerful teachings.
So we'll be adding them as we go today, and we'll throw the paperwork up there as well.
His notes.
Yes,
the notes. His sermon notes.
Well, you know, this is, it's funny because when you have a dream, you don't get to prepare for that. So it's not in the notes, and so I'm trying to process how to share that properly, because let me just say it this way.
Ray had a dream last night, and that's what he's talking about.
I mean, literally, not just last night, but that's what I woke up from when the alarm went off on my phone, woke me up from that dream, which was a prophetic dream about the new year and about Elul. So it was like I'm still kind of processing through. So what I want to say is just hear what I'm saying, not what I'm not saying. All right? Don't impose anything on it, because it's important. I always hesitate to share prophetic dreams because there's symbols and pictures and things like that. And if you take prophetic things in the literal way, like kind of like the book of Revelation, there's literal things and there's prophetic, there's symbolic things, and you have to get those right or it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And so don't impose anything that doesn't go there, okay? Because, mm-hmm. you know, when I woke up, my first thought was, that's not a very encouraging dream. And so I literally said, all right, go ahead. I'm waiting. Interesting. Because it needed the next part. It needed the connection to say, okay, what is it you're trying to say here?
Right.
Because, you know, basically, the only reason he even gives us prophetic dreams, you know, during Pentecost, he said, you'll dream dreams and have visions. You'll prophesy those things. Those are part of the gift that came with the Holy Spirit. And they have a purpose. And usually, they're just to draw attention. He's just trying to get you to look at something, and he just wants you to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to take the elements. They're really just to get your attention. Mm-hmm. It's like the colors in a painting. You don't obsess on the colors. You look at the painting. Mm-hmm. All right. So let me just say that before we step into that. So don't obsess on any particular part. Just the whole thing. So the theme of Elul is the king is in the field. Mm-hmm. And for our more today's realm, you might say the king is in the room. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a great Misty Edwards song is, I don't want to pray like you're not in the room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that if you're going to live and function with Jesus, this season of Elul especially, keep him in the room. Keep this in the forefront that he's here with you. And he's got a purpose for being here, okay? So the theme for Elul, the king is in the field, which means the king, you're not having to go and jump through all these hoops of doing this and that and get the ready and to go to his, wherever that king would be in that position and visit him. He has now come to you. In other words, he's made himself approachable. So that's significant for a couple of reasons. Number one is this month of September, the fall feast, where one of those more likely tabernacles is where he was born. So during Elul is when the king, literally Jesus, was in the field. Mm-hmm. And the wise men were in the field when they were all approaching, where they were drawing near. And when all the Jews for all of these thousands of years had been celebrating Elul, little did they know, it was very literal. He was in the field. Mm-hmm. And he was born in the field. And so this adds a lot of weight to what God is doing. So in the dream, it was literally a field, and there was people in the field, and they were on their way to church. And there was, you can see, a church celebration, you know, kind of in dreams, things were all kind of overlapping.
Right, sure.
So we, our family, was in what would have been like a mobile home, what kind of that you that drive behind a truck or something, maybe a fifth wheel, something like that. And people were all looking in the sky, but of course we had a roof, so we couldn't see the sky. And somebody yelled something, but we had worship going on, so we couldn't hear her.
Right.
But when we finally got our attention fixed on the sky, what we saw was planes, not like crashing, but they were just kind of like they're on puppet strings, kind of being laid down onto the earth. And when we left, when we got out of that trailer, it went and it was the one landed right there. And so, and then the alarm went off and I woke up, and which is why I went, interesting. So, number one, this is not about planes. It's not about planes crashing.
All right. So, you do not hear what he's not saying.
Yes. Nothing to do with planes crashing.
Okay.
And but and the and because let me just underline that saying I'm about in 10 days I'll get on a plane to Haiti, and in a month we'll all get on planes to Israel. So if that's what it was about, you know, we wouldn't do that. Okay, so it's not about that. So what God is trying to say and get us ready for here is there are you can have a perspective, and there is a very unique perspective in the field. All right, you can see things when you're tuned towards them. If you're so focused on yourself and what you're doing in your world and your labor and you're just trying to make money, I'm just trying to, you're going to miss what's happening, because what's, we used a couple of thoughts. We were talking earlier, Leanna and I, you know, there is, there are rules that God has established. One of those is the law of gravity. All right. We break, we defy the law of gravity to fly in an airplane. Right. You do not eliminate the law. You may defy it, but the law still exists. All right. So the point of Elul is there's issues in your life that need to get out of your life, because you may be defying the law right now and getting away with it. But one of the things of Elul is God saying, listen, you're working your way to Yom Kippur. You're working your way to judgment. So stop playing.
Wow.
And because these things right now that you're doing okay, where you're in control, those things are going to end. So God is saying in the simplest sort of way, it doesn't matter how controlled you are, that you're going here, you're going there, everything's happening, all is fine. Don't be like the one who didn't make room for Jesus. When he came, they obviously didn't have a very good Elul that year, or they'd have had room for Jesus to be born. They were so getting people in there that they ignored the fact that God was in the field. And that's pretty huge, okay?
Wow.
So I think one of the things, and we'll unpack this in a couple of different ways, but the biggest thing going forward into this year, there's certainly going to be some serious issues coming up. And part of this, we're going to talk about Chicken Little, because that's also an aspect of this dream. And I think the new year coming is that little children's story is a very relevant story. And what happens usually is is we get in trouble because we say, oh, this is happening. And so we tie ourselves in with the wrong, you know, with and that one with the fox or somebody like that can do us harm. And God's, the whole point of Elul is, listen, there's some things coming. I'm going to prepare you. That's the best way to say it. This dream, too, is just saying, listen, if you're in the field, you're prepared. You're ready. You can see what's going on. So get to the field.
Could we first talk about Chick-fil-A before we talk about Chicken Little?
Chick-fil-A Little? Sweet.
These teachings are posted at the Victory Facebook page in a few moments. What Ray just shared will be in that file that you can just click the link and click on the Hebrew Month Elul teaching, and you'll be able to hear these and all of Ray's other teachings from the past year and a half here at Rise and Stein.